Blog Talk Radio.
This phone just doesn't sound like it's connected. I don't see anything coming up. I hope I am on the air. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. I could live like this forever. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. It was really great weather, but this is how you get sick, you know. I'm like sniffling. Next minute, I got the air on here. You know, I guess I should turn the heat off, though, shouldn't I? I turned it down. I didn't turn it completely off because I do have a mother, you know, that also gets cold and stuff, and she varies, like, hot and cold, so I don't really want to turn the heat off, even though upstairs I have the air on, downstairs I have the heat on. Go fake. And then she turns the fan on, but then she turns the fan off. It's like we have all different temperatures in this house. I'm telling you, yeah, we're women. We just one's hot, one's cold, one's warm, one's this, one's that. It's the way of the world with women. But today was beautiful, and I hope it stays like that. You know, I mean, who knows? Next week it could be up with the jackets again, which I fear. Like I said, you get sick from this stuff, and well, you don't really get sick from the weather. You get sick from what's in the weather. Like what's in more in buildings. Like if somebody had a cold and touched things and stuff and you touch it, you're more apt to get sick. So, but let's hope that we don't. I'm going to put some people on. Right now, one person. Chexy was a person. Hello, Adam. How you doing?
How are you?
Well, that didn't sound good.
No, it's fine. I had a tickle.
Yeah, but what did you think of the weather today?
Gorgeous like yesterday. The whole week's supposed to be nice. I mean, the 60s, 50s.
Oh, my God. It was so nice. My mother was enjoying it, and she had to go out today to the Cumin, and she was, like, loving it. And usually she's like, just take me home. but God knows how long it's going to stay like that. I don't know what's going to happen in the next few weeks.
How's everything with you?
Not bad. I'm just very tired. Very, very tired. Not bad.
Poor baby.
You know, I feel like... I feel old, like all of a sudden, like last few days, I feel very old. I don't know. Maybe I'm coming down with something. I just, all I want to do is lay around, do nothing. I just want to be a slug. But how's everything going?
Everything's fine.
Where's the Carlo on the phone?
Yeah, with some of whom, his, you know, person, friend in Long Island.
Yeah. I know. Is this supposed to? You know, aren't you supposed to be going there?
Yeah, it's Saturday. After his dad's mass, we're going over there.
His dad's mass?
Yeah, it's Saturday morning, and his nephew comes in tomorrow from college. He's in for a week.
Oh, they're having a mass for Carlos' dad?
Yeah, on Saturday morning, and
why? He died how long?
He do it every year with his mom, too. His father's been gone for 8 years. Huh?
Were they ever at church?
Yeah, and by his sister. She does it all every year. And then we go for breakfast, then we're going to leave, go straight to Long Island.
Well, that's nice that you honor, you know, not that many people do that.
His mom and dad, you know, so.
Since we're talking about it, I might as well put him on.
Hello.
That's nice your family does a mask. I mean, that's really nice to do a mask for your parents.
Every year. It's been 31 years this year for my father.
Yeah, don't forget them.
Wow. Did something your mother started?
It's an Italian tradition. You honor your parents.
I know. I mean, yeah. I have an Italian family. You know, they came from Italy, them people and stuff. But I didn't really bother with them. And, you know, some things I see, I know. But I don't recall us doing that. No. You know, I mean, just like having a big dinner on Sundays, every Sunday, you have a nice, usually it's a pasta dinner, but you have some big dinner. And you have it about, we used to eat about 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, you know, and then we eat again about.
Yeah, well, people used to be like, what the hell are you eating so early? It's like, just what we do on Sundays. Let's see, we're Italian and Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff
so then
like
around
that.
6 o'clock, around 6 o'clock, you ate again.
Yeah, and then we'll go at a family's house, maybe one of the Italian relatives, and so that I remember doing, you know, stuff. But I remember a lot of food. I remember cooking. I remember them cooking and stuff. But I had a short Italian little fat grandmother, and her name was Amelia Fiore. With her mating team. But, from Amelia, I don't know where they get Molly, but they called the Molly, which is very Jewish. But, and she used to do all that stuff. But the mass things, I don't remember. Because they don't do that for them.
No.
But, that's nice that they just keep the family. Yeah. Did your mother belong to a church?
Yes. My mother belonged. Our parish is where they had Big Andrew's funeral, Regina Parsons in Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That song that kid wrote for Andrew's cute, huh?
I like it.
It's a nice song. Excuse me, I'm drinking a Slurpee, a Coca-Cola Slurpee.
I bet that's what you're doing.
Oh, you know, I have to have one of them every now and then, a Coca-Cola Slurpee.
You sure it's a Slurpee?
Mm. I was slurping something. But it was a sloppy Slurpee. But, you lived around what part of Brooklyn?
1660.
You're broken out. Did you say Bensonhurst?
No, our last house was 69th and Fort Hamilton.
Oh.
We originally started in Brooklyn on 73rd and 11th.
Fort Hamilton's right over the bridge, isn't it?
They're both right over the bridge.
Yeah, not far. I know where it is.
Mhm.
Yeah, but actually, I've been to Fort Hamilton. My daughter
My mother loved that church as a reminder of the churches in Europe where she came from Italy.
Well, I'll talk about the Fort. My daughter was in ROTC with her high school in the service thing, and they had their dinner for the ROTC and with their uniforms and stuff, and we went to Fort Hamilton. That's where it was. But that's the pictures. But well, that was that's a big place.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not a problem, but, you know. So you eating your dinner? I always catch you because you come in so late. But,
no, I ate dinner already. I had dinner. I came home late, but I had dinner already.
Yeah, but I'm not going to see you guys this week.
I know.
Well, you know, it makes the heart go fonder when you... You're like, thank God.
No.
There's no way every week. You know, but...
How's everybody doing on your end?
We're doing okay. You know, my mother went out. She enjoyed the weather, and she actually liked staying out. You know, went and stopped at my mother's old job to see her old cronies there. And, you know, and Linda was at the
Family
Dollar.
Oh, she did?
Dollar.
She went? Your mom went?
Yeah.
How did she feel?
Yeah. Oh, she felt okay. My mother sits in the car and they come out to her.
Oh.
Sometimes she goes in, sometimes. Not a lot, you know. But, And Linda said she was at the dollar store last night and she fell. Ugh.
Oh, my God. That girl's always falling.
I don't know. I don't recall always falling, but she has issues. Don't we all? But, no, she's
okay? Did she hurt herself?
She's got a lot of aches and pains, you know, which for a young woman, it's really a shame. But,
was it because of her fault or was it their fault?
I don't know, she slipped on something in the store. So it was kind of their fault, I guess.
Huh. She filed a claim?
No, but she should say, yeah, well, they wrote out a thing. They have to write out that. But she didn't get up right away because she fell like forward on her hands. She hurt her hands and stuff. She should have put it, I'm telling you. They asked if she wanted an ambulance. She said no. They would have been like, give me an ambulance.
I would have been calling my lawyer first.
That's right. Wait a minute. I guess. You called the ambulance for yourself? No. But, I don't believe in suing, really. I'm not one to sue. If I wanted to sue when they hurt me on the operating table, I could have sued them because I was hours away from death, but I realized that they were trying to save my life. And, you know, so what do?
Mm-hmm.
You sue them, you know? So I didn't, and, yeah, it is what it is. But, you know, she's doing okay. I just hope she's, you know. But, so how's everything going? Adam, you're quiet there. How's everything going with your new job? I know that you like it.
It's okay for now.
But every week it could be a different story.
That's all right.
Yeah. But, well, that's good. You know, so what's been going on? Anything spectacular in your life this week? You know what? You're having that woman come Monday, right?
Yeah.
Not this Monday, next Monday, 21st. We got it right one Monday.
Because I was thinking of maybe coming. I have to see because the front of my hair is like out of control and I really don't like it. Like I want it to be shaped. You
okay,
know, so.
You're becoming
a
snake?
What?
You're going to be becoming
a snake? 21st, she's coming.
Possibly I'm going to become...
She's coming on the 21st.
On the 21st, yes, because I got to send the picture to my email because I can get my email on my phone because I can't get my picture photos on my phone. And my printer don't work. I can send it to your computer. You don't have your... You don't have your PC anymore that you used to have in the other room? With the printer?
Yeah, that's what Adam's on.
It's Adam's on.
Yeah, I'm on it now.
Adam's on that one, and I'm on the laptop.
Well, maybe I can send it to one of your...
Yeah, you can send it to the email, and we can print it out.
So you could send it to her? You just got to send me You can either go on Facebook or something and give me your email address. I only have your Facebook address, but I wonder if I could send it on your Facebook anyway, right? Uh-oh.
What? Who are you talking
to? Do we have it? Oh. All right, I didn't hear anything, and I was like, uh-oh. Because, you know, this computer, it's not the best anymore. And any
email.
I'll send it on the Facebook.
I don't know if you could get it on the Facebook.
I could send a picture from my my photos to one
talk
of to you.
I'll be right back.
All right. He's going on a trip.
He's going on a vacation without me. Go figure.
Well, hey, listen, that works both ways. You can go on one yourself.
I know.
I'm going to send a couple to your email and Facebook. I'm going to send a couple to Carlos's email and Facebook. I have it open now. I have, this is very easy to do. It's right in my photos. It's easier to send it there than it is to do it from my phone, because my phone will be a pain in the neck. Now, I have one style that I really love. I'm sending you that one first.
Okay.
There it is. Oh, my God, I love this style. It's almost similar to what I had, but it has a little bit of a bang. And then I'm going to call you back. Huh? He's going to do a pee-pee.
Who?
I said Carlo.
Really?
He's really going to do a poo-poo.
Really want to get married, don't you?
Huh?
I said you want to be R-rated, don't you?
Well, I could say he's going to jerk himself off. I mean, that would make it really R-rated.
More entertainment.
Yeah, just picture this. I got his picture up on the site. Just picture. That would make it R-rated. Maybe a little X. I don't know if they can do X-rated. I'm sending you a few. I'll send you about five. This way I'll send him five because I have quite a few picks. But the first one I'm sending you, I think, is the one I really want, and you probably will like that one. It's similar to what I have. That's why I was waiting for it to grow out, because the back, she might still let grow, but the front is terrible. I can't do nothing with it. So I was like, I think I'm going to have this shaped again. I was like, it's a mess. You know, when you can't do something with your hair anymore, then you know it's time to have it shaped. Okay, I sent you five, and I'm going to send Carlo five. You know, and then once she comes and we show it to you, you could delete the pictures, of course. Or you could leave them in there. It ain't going to hurt anything. It's just in the email.
Any good news going on in the world today?
Any good news?
What's going on
good news?
Well, the good news is, well, I know you don't like this good news, but it seems that Trump is going to be the Republican.
You know, did you ever see,
Wait, before you go on, did you hear that Obama didn't go to the wake of Nancy Reagan? How sad is that?
Why?
Tomorrow.
The wake tomorrow?
He was supposed to go with his wife, but they didn't go. He bailed out.
I thought it was already.
No. It was already, but he didn't show up.
Yeah, but sometimes they have security leaks, so then they can't show up. So I don't know the deal with that. Okay, I sent you 5. I should have did this way for you too, Adam. I did it a strange way. But Carlo, I sent you 5 pictures of the haircuts that I like. But I'm gonna send you at the first picture on yours, Adam, is the one that I really like. So you got to give me your opinion on that. And Carlo, the one that I send, the last one, by itself, is the one I really like with the little blonde streaks in it, but I don't want the color in it. But and you tell me what you think, if you know. And once I show the girl, out of the 5, pick out what you think is good. But they're all similar. But anyways, Obama. Okay, I mean Trump. You know, there was what was it? I have to think. I was thinking of it earlier, and I can't think of the episode. There was an episode where, I'm just drawing blanks on this now.
I don't know. That last picture you sent me, I like it, but I don't know. Oh, it looks like
you
just... How does it get so puffy?
I want it puffy up there. On the top. It's supposed to be puffy. It's supposed to be puffy on the crown and puffy in the back. But, oh, now I remember what it was. You remember Back to the Future where Biff takes over, the second one, where Biff takes over the whole town and becomes the big whatever, mayor, whatever, and how he controls it and controls everybody, and it becomes a gambling and this and that. This is how I picture if Trump becomes president. That's exactly what I picture is going to happen.
Now, I just want to see who actually leaves America. Now, that's going to be funny.
Well, some of the people we don't like.
Wait, hold on. But the hair I like that you sent the picture of, it's the first one. I think the first one's you.
The first one, that's my favorite. And the last one on Carlos is the same picture. And he's like,
no,
see how it has the little bang, like just a little teeny bang in the front, and then it's long like I have now, like that cut. Like, see, when you have a big body, you want to make sure that your head does not become this little pinhead. Because when you have a big body, you will look like a pinhead, pretty much.
And meanwhile, the one I like is when the one you sent me, a 4. I like the one on the upper left.
See, now you got to look out because Adam has 4 different ones.
Oh, but so far I like that one. I like one you like. But I don't know. I'm just
saying maybe your face. Upper left. Yeah, that's okay. With all that bang swiffing into my face, you mean? Like all that?
Yeah. No, which one? Not the one where she's looking at the side, the one that's straight on.
Upper left. The upper left is cute, too.
The upper right. I'm sorry.
The upper right, yeah.
But she's looking straight on.
That's a lot of bang. Then the one underneath to the left, that's not bad. You know, I like them all, but I kind of don't want too short in my, you know, my face, around my face. So, but, I really like the last one I was showing you. It's just, I like it puffy because of the fact that I have a puffy body. I guess I should have a puffy head. You don't want to have like this, your hair should be big too, in a way, like even yourself out. The what?
Just like your brain?
Oh, I got a big brain, thank you. I thought I had a tiny one.
Did you watch Big Gange last night?
Mm-mm.
The last episode of Mob Wives?
No, I didn't.
It was okay, it was so stupid. But then they, VH1 did a special live in Manhattan, or it could have been tape, with all the Jersey Shore people, like Vivica K. Fox was there, talking about Big Ange, and all these, some of these celebrities were talking about her.
That was after her death, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, they did a tribute to her.
It was nice.
No, I didn't see it.
She knew she was going to, she knew her time was up.
Yeah, sure she did. They probably told her.
That's why when they interviewed the daughter last night and the husband, the mother, she said that Big Ange said, you know, you got to go on, be strong, because, you know, she knew she was going. Because, you know, she was on the dance while she was going to the bathroom. She couldn't even stand right. She knew she was going.
Well, they tell you. They told my sister that she had 2 months to live, and she actually lived 2 months. Like they told her. You know, I mean, when you're that close and stuff and they know, they tell you. So, yeah, she probably did know. And, you know, she probably knew when she was at Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
Because I think she did Dr. Oz something like 10 days. She taped it before she died or something.
And then they showed it 2 days before she passed.
Yeah, then they showed it. Mm-hmm. And people are like, she was just on Dr. Oz, but that was taped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, but...
But Dr. Oz said she knew she had... You know, she knew it was time. Her time was up.
Yeah, they know a lot of things. You know, it's amazing
when
they can tell you.
Talking, like, you know, when someone starts about, you know, don't, you know, they know that death is coming. I always believe in angels. Your time's up. Your time's up.
I'm happy that I've met her as many times as I have and got to talk to her.
You know, we took pictures of her. She liked us. That was nice. She didn't ask for money, which was good.
Well, who asked for money? She never asked for money.
No, it was like they would think since she's a celebrity, reality celebrity, they want to charge, but she would never do it for charity. For cancer, she wouldn't sign autographs. For free, she wouldn't charge anybody, which was good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She did. You know what? I said that on the show that she, before she even had cancer, she used to do the cancer walk and supported cancer and stuff. You know, and that's, you know, a lot of people don't do that until they get cancer. I always supported cancer. I never did the walk, but I still don't do the walk. I go to the survival thing every now and then. I didn't go last year. But, you know, I've been to a couple of them. But I always supported cancer, and I always donated to cancer even before I had cancer. And just don't wait to donate or help people until you get it or some loved one gets it. Do it now. I mean, do it while you can, while you're healthy. You should get out there and donate, you know. I think it's wonderful. A shop right here. And you remember this? They have a bin, a big bin, at the door. And today it was like filled with food. People just drop food into the bin as they're going out the door, which I think is a wonderful thing. But I've seen people actually go in there and take food out. And I was thinking they should have a closed thing where you could drop it in and not really put your hand back in there and get anything. And I guess they're afraid of people putting something in there, but they should have a see-through one, you know what I mean? Like, you can see what's in there, but you really can't take it out. Because people were going rummaging through it, taking food out once.
Really?
I was like, how... Yes! I was like, how dare you?
I never saw that.
I did. I was like, hey, that's for the poor. They just looked at me. I'm like, you're not supposed to be doing that.
And they said, I'm poor. They probably say, I'm poor.
He looked at me. He just looked at me and stood up. He's like, you're not supposed to be doing that. I was so annoyed. You know, there was hardly anything in there. He probably cleaned it out there. Kept coming back and forth. But you know, I put things in it occasionally, and when they used to give you this letter as you're going into the store or what they need, and then you come out, and I used to give them cereal or pasta or, you know. And I used to buy a couple of items and give it to them on the way out. And that's a good way of doing it, too. They were overstocked in their shelters because of people doing good things. And you really should. I volunteered once to help out at the shelter, and I'm not the most healthiest person in the world. I can't do it all the time, but I could do it once in a while. And they were like, well, we're all booked up. We'll let you know, if we need you or whatever. My friend has her kids do it. And they were booked, and I was like, oh, I would have liked to go on and dished out some food over the weekend. Do your deed, your good deed for not the year, but every now and then you really should do something really. People always like, oh, how come I don't have the luck? How come I don't win? How come I don't get this? What do you do to help others? You think you deserve it? If you want to go out and help people and this and that, then they deserve it. You know what I mean? Like, people that really, help out and donate and this and that. And we all donate, I know, Adam, you do too. I know you guys don't, But, one day I just want to go to, a shelter and just help. Do what I can.
Mm-hmm.
If I could make the food, they should get Carlo there to make the food. Are you kidding? They have to start charging them. They'd be like
Thank
coming
you.
Back. They'd be coming back with all these people and stuff. Yeah, but I feel like every now and then that I have to do this. Like I used to have a cancer thing and raise money for cancer. I haven't really done that lately, at least in 2 years. And I have this need to start something again.
Okay.
I have to go to the NYLA Center, and I go upstairs and I talk to a woman up there that she helps me arrange it, and she can advertise it and everything. I just got to find a place to have it at. I used to have Legends now. What?
What? Oh, a charity event?
A fundraiser for cancer. At a bar or something like. I can go to Fifth and Vine. I can ask my friend Russell. See, with my friend, he does all these things. Like, he raises money for charities, and he wanted me to help him that time with the cancer one. And I really didn't. I did and I didn't. But, I just didn't have the time for it. And then I said to him, the money that you raised, because he had live bands playing there and everything he got. I said, could be given to the Cancer Society. He's like, oh, no, we got something, this and that, to do it and stuff. And then, a couple of weeks later, I seen him and his girlfriend went to Florida and was staying in some kind of a fancy house with a pool and stuff. And I'm like, I wonder what he'd do with that money.
Huh.
Yeah, part of me, I was a little suspicious about it. So I don't really he's having all these fundraisers again. And he always invites me. I haven't gone to one since that. And, when I invite him to something, he doesn't show. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. You got to learn who your friends are. Like, you can't be there and support your friends all the time. This is why I don't talk to some of my friends. And support them and help them and everything else. And then when you need it, they're nowhere to be found. I had another friend like that I used to hang out with, a female friend. And I used to, this is how I learned, I got Blog Talk from this girl. She had her own Blog Talk radio show, and I used to go on her show all the time to support her and her cause. She has a physical cause. And I don't even have this problem. I don't even know much about it. But I went on her show often to support her. She never went on my show, maybe once. She never supported me in anything. I used to do pictures for her and editing and that and this and this and that. She never did anything for me. And when you ask her for anything, she don't have the time or can't do it. So finally I said, you know what, I had enough for her. And she once, now I'm the one that was always there, always doing for her, all right? She won this lunch thing. A lot of her pictures that she would put up because she models, I took, and she won the contest, and I got nothing out of it, which I could have complained because I took them, right? And she won this thing where she free lunch or something. She takes this other girl that never does nothing. She's a nice girl, the girl she took. I know her. She's a nice person. But this girl doesn't do nothing or help her out for nothing. And she took this other girl instead of me. And then that's where the problem came in. Because I felt that you should have took me. I'm the one that does everything for you. I'm the one that's there for you for all the way down the line. I'm the one that's, doing your birthday dinners for free, and I'm not charging her for my catering, I'm the one that was doing everything. And then she gives somebody else to share the free dinner with. Chances are she won that with one of my pitches.
Huh.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? In all honesty, you should have been doing that for me, and not somebody else. And I got assaulted by it. And then she said, oh, and I was doing her, when Hurricane Sandy came, I went down there that week. Her basement got flooded out with my daughter in this shit grime where I have cancer and jeopardized my life to help her out, clean all her mother's antique dolls out, wash them all up in that grimy shit, take them home, put them in my brand new wash machine and her clothes, clean everything up, and I did all this for her, and then I took a doll that her mother loved, and I bought the supplies and refixed it for her, and fixed her mother's dolls and gave them back every time I fixed them, and I had two more dolls that everything started happening. My mother and this and this, so I didn't fix the other two dolls. I had them, and I had them for a couple, I'm not going to lie, I had them for at least 2 years. And she starts saying, because about the thing about going out to eat. Where's my mother's dolls that you had forever that you were going to... And, she starts throwing a shit in my face about her mother's dolls. And she goes, and somebody told me you sold them. Yeah, I sold her mother's dolls. You really know me to know that I would sell somebody's dolls, right? I mean, that's what really insulted me because she knew me a long time and she knew damn well I would never do that. And her mother used to pay me by when I was repairing her dolls before the Sandy, I was doing this. She used to give me dolls that she had that she didn't want anymore as payment. Now, I could do what I want with them because that was my payment. Then she says, oh, my mother wants all her dolls back that she gave you for payment. And I was like, I don't think so. and this is what you get from, being a good friend and doing for people and stuff. And you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You you guys do for people and they seem to think that that's what you're there for, just to do for them.
I know.
And I just got sick of it, and I started eliminating and thinning out my friend list to friends that really are serious and friends that are just there, when they need a friend. And you have to start realizing who them friends are. Who your real good friend. You make a list. You write 10 friends, you feel, that you're close to. Listen, a lot of people don't even know 10 people.
I only see 5.
You only know 5?
About 5, 6.
Yeah, but most people do. You write their friends down, and then you put them in the order of who you think would really, really be there for you in a drop of a hat, and the ones who you think that won't, and see who comes up last. And the two at the bottom are most likely the ones that, you know. I mean, I put, like, all friends, like, even friends you don't see, like, all the time. It's like there are friends you can, I eliminate. Like I said, if I feel that a friend is not pulling their weight and I'm pulling the weight with them, then I will back my life out of them, and I have many a time. In the last 3 years, I dropped, I think, 3 friends that I knew for a long time. I have no tolerance for that. If I could do for you, you could do for me. And I feel the same way. You know? And then you know who's the serious ones and who aren't the serious ones. You guys have always been there for me, and I know you have. You know, with a couple of
I'm going to cry.
And I... and you're definitely not on the list. But,
On the shit list? Damn, I want to be on the shit.
No, you're not on the shit list.
Oh,
but,
damn. Why can't I?
You want to be on the shit list?
I'll be on top of the shit list.
Trust me, you don't want to be on the list. It doesn't end well. but that comes with maturity and stuff, when you start realizing that there are just some people in your life you don't really need. If they're bringing hassle and this and that to your life and hectic and so on and so forth, you don't need them in your life. You know, and drama and all that crap. Everybody has drama, you know. Everybody's going to have drama. But when somebody has 24/7 drama, where it's constantly every time you see them, there's drama, then there's a problem.
You know, it starts with my mother.
Well, I really can't say to you, know, Adam, maybe you should just get rid of her. I mean, I'm sure Carla's over there giving the yes, you know, but you just really can't, say, you know, hasta la vista, baby. You're bringing me down, you know, as much as you would like to.
She like pounds that, oh, I don't see you. Well, I have a life, you know.
Well, I'm sure she did that recently, because when's the last time you seen your mother?
When I was not working.
Oh, my God.
3 weeks ago? 4 weeks ago?
You got to tell Lisa, Ma, you can't jeopardize this job.
No, I don't.
That's not happening.
I said, no, you got it. And she doesn't want to stay there because she had it. And Wendy keeps going out, meeting these new guys. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Guys?
Yeah, she met this one guy.
I know you were telling me about one guy she likes.
No, I don't think it's this guy, but this guy is a military dude.
Military?
Well, supposedly.
Let me tell you, with the cook, with the nut that the other nut that she was with, she needs the sail. The Marine, the sail.
Yeah. And then I was like, well,
good.
I'm not gonna be home because they were both asking me about coming over Sunday. I said, well, I won't be home until late Sunday. Now they got. First, she wanted me to introduce. You know. Come over. You know, I invited them for Palm Sunday next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're doing Palm Sunday. Usually we do Easter, but Emily's doing it this year. And so, and then I get a text yesterday, oh, can I bring this guy? I want you to meet him to Palm Sunday. I said, no, that's awkward. No, Carl's family's going to be there. No, I don't think so. I said, well, you can stop by Sunday then, because when I get home around 3 o'clock, so I guess I'm telling her, I said, you know me, I'm very open-minded, and if I don't like the guy, I'll tell you straight out, because I sense it with people, and I've never been wrong.
But you're staying over in Long Island, right?
No, we'll be back Sunday afternoon around 2:30,
yeah.
3.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we'll see. I told her, I said, well, you come Sunday, forget. I said, after I get back, you know, get back, be there by 3:30. And I'll see
well,
you. She wants me to meet the guy
to
see what I think. Because the last guy that she dated would turn out to be in the closet.
What? Which one was this? This is the one that I know you would tell me about recently, one of them.
Yeah, the one that, you know, me and Carl laughed, that was trying to hit on everybody. Yeah, he's not mentally there anyway, so. We'll see about this guy because he's in the military, so I'll see.
He's in the closet.
Well, he
How
is.
How did she find out? How did she find out?
No, she... that long story, I'll tell you when we see each other.
You're giggling.
It's funny, though.
You know, but... unfortunately, she's having a hard time finding somebody. Yeah, but... well, we used to Sunday as the 27th. Easter Sunday is the 27th, so she's not doing Easter Sunday with you guys? Your mom?
No. No, I don't want it. No, I don't want them over. Carl, I can't hear you. Are you okay?
Carlo?
I can't hear you.
Can't hear me?
No, I can't hear Carlo.
Oh, Carlo. Did he fall asleep? Where
Carlo?
Is
don't have you. You must have hit the wrong button. Is he in the queue? Do you hear what he's saying? Because I don't.
No, is he okay? Did you check him?
Carl, you okay?
I'm not
here. But we don't hear you online, on the phone. No, she can't hear you either. All right, maybe you hit the queue wrong. You didn't hit one.
No, I just hung him up to call back because I can't hear him.
Yeah, I can't hear him either. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you
know
to...
what? Because his waiting button was on when usually there. I see this little blue light when somebody's waiting to go on the air, and his
yeah.
was lit. I put him on the air, but it was still lit.
Malfunction. So, yeah. So I get to meet this guy, that one of the guys she's seeing. She wants to, this guy wants to be, supposedly what my mother's saying, wants to be seriously. We'll
Let's
see.
See. Carlo?
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you.
I can hear you now.
Yeah,
but his light is still lit. And once I cue you in, it usually goes out. But, all right. But,
Well, if it goes out again, he'll come back in.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to see you guys because I ain't going to be home until Monday and to do anything, you know, to hang out with anybody. And next week, well, if my nephew's saying if he gets the kids on Easter, we're all going to spend it together. If he doesn't.
Yeah, but Easter's not for 2 weeks.
Yeah, Palm Sunday's next.
Week. There's still a weekend in between Easter.
Well, it's still Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure I'll find something. But I kind of on the, I kind of have my, let's see on the, oh, on the Thursday, the 24th, Thursday, I'm going to do the show Wednesday.
All right, you want to do it Wednesday? Okay.
On the 24th, because I, they'll do the 23rd, because I have something to do on the 24th. I'll explain later. And,
no problem.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of. Yeah, I think that's it. The 21st.
Well, I thought we had a date on Good Friday to go see that movie.
What movie?
The
oh, the Greek wedding.
Greek wedding too.
What date? What is that?
Didn't you say we were going to Friday when it came out, the 25th?
On the 25th? Yeah, well, we probably could do that if I have any more money left. We probably could do that, yeah.
What? But I missed it.
Well, me and Phil, does she have money or not? Wait a minute. Let me go sell something I have over here.
Sell in your piggy bank.
Yeah, every time I want to go out, I have to dig in something in my room and sell it.
No,
it's not true. If I did, you cannot have a nice cleaned out house. Maybe I should start doing that. Well, actually, I am. I'm going to start selling a lot of stuff. It's just that it's so time consuming to write out the whole thing about the product, put it up, you know, then to pack it and mail it out.
Just sell. You're not going to take them when you're gone anyway.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things I want to sell.
So,
I really should start.
We're having it on Easter.
Well, did you like my face thing about the little house food?
About the what?
The little houses that you hook up to your own house? Did you see
that? Oh, you mean the grandma's house?
Yeah, they're called little houses.
Well, you know what's funny about that is that my friend had it on her page. And I wrote on it and said, oh, my God, I could totally live like the heck with grandma. I said, the hell with grandma, I want to live there. I said, it's called Tiny House. It's Tiny House Nation, they call it. It's a big thing now all across the country. I watch it on TV all the time. I even have it on my DVR saved programs, and they build little tiny houses. And I know I can live in one. I want one. All right, they go from anywhere $20,000 to $50,000. One had a $55,000 one built, which was wonderful. It was just, and you could actually pick it up and take it with you. It's on wheels. So this one is more planted in on the property, and I put, you know, the Howard Granny, I want to live there. But then my friend goes, we don't want you living in that little thing, Debbie. You need to live in something better than, like, a castle. I'm like, gee, thank you, but I don't, you know, I want something like that. It's just clean, easy living to me. I need storage, which I could put a bin in the back, but it's clean, easy living. I could live like that. So then I seen it on yours, and I said, oh, my God, Cole has it too. I was like, well, you don't know my friend Karen. But
yeah.
And so then I took it from one of you. Like, I think I took it, shared it from probably Karen, because I seen that first. I think I shared it from her, and I seen you had it, and I think I put it on mine. But I've been talking about that for a long time. Even my daughter, like, even moving in, like, I said to her, like, once her mom passed or whatever, me and my daughter, there's one that's sort of like a loft, like, you can have a little loft like you have upstairs, and my daughter could live up there, and I live downstairs. Did you see on my page with the shopping by the car, you go in and you pick the items you want? Because I know in Ohio they have a drive-up shopping, drive-through window for shopping. So I met some girl from Ohio last week, and she was telling me she just moved here, how she misses, she loves it here because she was a country girl where she was like miles and miles away from other people. But she said, but the only thing she really misses is that they used to have where you can drive up, and you can get a loaf of bread, some milk, this and that, and they get it, and you pay for it, and you drive away. And I said, they should have that here. That would be cool. I mean, it's kind of lazy, but...
Yeah, but we have to shop at home here, so...
Yeah, the what?
We have to shop at home.
Oh, where they deliver it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on my page, I'm gonna put it back up. On the feed, you'll see this is totally cool, but you know that costs money. And then I went to ShopRite today, and the girl was doing it, and she said she has to buy 90 items in 40 minutes, and she has this thing where she has to, like, Everything she buys, she beeps it. Beep, beep, with this thing to make sure that's the item she wants. And she was running around with a loaded, because the poor girl has to shop for you.
Yeah, I know.
And that only charges like $10 for that, not including tip.
Not $10, it's 10%. It's 10% of your total bill.
Oh, they changed it again. It was $5. Then
yeah.
It went $10. Oh, okay. Oh, that's
good. So if you have a $200 bill, it's $20.
You know, that's not bad. I could get you
yeah.
Guys should do that. You really should do that. You don't drive a shit. The amount of money you pay for a cab and shit or go back and forth, you can have them do it.
Yeah, but I still like to pick out my stuff, though.
Well, meat is different, but just the regular shit you always get, it's worth it. You should go to there's an Italian meat store down in Highland, beautiful store. I've been in an Italian store there on the other side where you're from. A little further up, I think it is. Yeah, it is. I think it's up near the that supermarket that's all the way up the other end.
Mickey?
Near Rab.
Yeah, Mickey.
No, near Mab. No, not Mickey's. Near Rab.
I mean Mab. Mab food, yeah.
What's the name?
It's Belfiore.
Yeah, I think that's it. Because, well, Linda's husband used to work that. Linda puts, I need a teeny house for me and a teeny house for my crap. But that's Howard and I were talking about this, how we need to have a shed in the back just for our stuff.
You need to throw the shit out.
Throw the shit out. No, well, I would get rid of a lot.
For a house like that, you have to get rid of an awful lot.
Well, yeah, they do have a storage thing, though. They do have some of them that they built in storage, like, off the house, you know, like, in different places you wouldn't even think of. They have them. You ever see on Facebook the furniture that gets bigger and smaller, and then it goes into the wall and all that?
Yes.
Well, they use a lot of that in these houses, which is cool, because you could, like, have your bed, pull it down, and then pull it up, and they have a desk and everything on the other side, and, you know, and I really know I could live like that. The only thing I can't do is I need a bed that's not on the floor, because I will never get up. So I would have to make sure that it's a bed that has a platform. And it could be a twin bed because I don't sleep on the queen anymore. I used to have a queen-size bed in my bedroom. My bedroom's big, right? Now, I would have a queen-size bed in my bedroom and sleep only one side. What's the sense of having a queen? It's just take it up more room. So I got rid of the queen and I got a twin. And I'm very comfortable with it. But, you know, I could live like that. I want to get a trailer, an RV, and live in it and just travel. That's one of my goals and dreams. Is
you could do that.
Just to get into a nice RV and travel. You know, I mean,
But then you have to worry about hookup.
Yeah, but they have places all over the country for that. But the only thing is, it's not safe for a woman to do that on her own. It's not safe. I would have a gun, definitely, but, you know, you have a property gun, you're going to have a gun for that, too. And it's just a lot to do it on your own. You have to be with somebody for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't hooking up with no guy because I don't want to be with nobody. If I have to hook up with a guy just to do that, then freak that shit. Not saying you have to hook up with a guy. You can hook up with I don't mean sexually, with a friend and do that. I would have more fun with a friend than I would a guy. Don't get me wrong, I love men, but I just think that they're just another problem for me as far as I already have to take care of some people I don't want another person to take care of. That's when I look at a guy, I don't look at hug, kiss, sex. I look at, oh, God, do laundry, make him dinner, do his stinky socks, and on the ugh. That's what I see when I see a man.
Huh.
Well, it is. It's just another person to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really, I can't have that in my life right now.
Another person that eats, pisses, and shits.
Another person that he does what?
Eats, pisses, and shits.
Yes, a lot. And then lazy and makes a mess. For what, a little peck on the
cheek? A little peck on the cheek and somewhere else.
Yeah, and very little peck usually I get. You know, it's like then they roll over and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not finished. And I'm cheated again. Why should I bother? At least I know the batteries that I have, I buy new ones.
Your Dora cells work very well.
That's right. What do I need that for? For a little peck on the cheek every now and then and a pickle tickle? I don't need that.
You can get a bird to do that for you.
Ah! Well, peck at you?
I'll be nice on that one.
Ah! You can buy a very big dog and put some kibbles down there and have to do that. The rich women do that. My mother always said that to me. You know them big, rich dogs you see? Them skinny, furry dogs. They're very, very skinny. They have a very, very skinny snoot. They're with the rich.
I know what you're talking about. That's not,
what do they call them dogs?
Like a Great Dane. It's a collie something.
But they're very, very flat and skinny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're pedigree dogs.
Yes, and they have this long hair with these long ears. And my mother says that they buy them, and they put some food down there, and they have the dog look down there because it's just cheaper than having a man and keeping a man on the books.
Nice.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Because they're just about always lick you as long as you put, you know, some bacon or something. Some bacon oil. You go to the doctor with a fungus disease or whatever. Oh, God. What's that? Well, you know, I think it's either the bacon or the whipped cream or the... Oh, God. But, my mother told me that for years. The rich women buy the big dogs. You know,
yeah, well,
but,
that makes no sense.
Oh, it's cheaper than men.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get a man, they want a lot of money to be doing that.
You might get fleas.
Just fleas. From the men.
Yeah.
I would worry more about the male because, I don't know, you know. But I'm happy. I'm happy being single. I really am. It's just something I, you know. But how's all your lovely girls out there? Are they talking? Adam, you should know. Are they still talking or are they not talking?
I don't know.
Eh.
Well, she did tell me the other day that we call. Oh yeah, I spoke to Alicia when we were at the parade on Sunday. I was like, oh really? You did? You know, I played off like I didn't know.
Oh, how was that? You which place did you stay at? Were you near?
In front of the Funkin' Monkey.
Funky Monkey.
Oh, well, my friends from Legends were over there.
It wound up being late because there was a bomb scare.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, assholes.
When,
their heads off.
When did it start? Well, nothing happened, though. There was a...
Like 2 o'clock. 1 o'clock, 2.
Oh, my God, it usually starts at 12.
I know.
It didn't start till 1:30.
And you were all out there? Did you bring chairs?
No. We were fine.
Oh, you kidding? I always bring the folding chairs. I ain't stand that shit. But, you know, it was nice. Well, I should have went, but I haven't gone in a long time. I used to go to the parades all the time because my daughter was in them with the cheerleading. And I was like, finally, no more parades. Yay! I like parades, don't get me wrong, but it's just, that and parades are lame, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that about the place I live, but they are. But, well, I seen you, you don't drink, do you? You have green beer?
No.
No. Green beer? No.
You
why?
Know,
Mahab,
they make beer green, and they have green bagels on it. You know, Muhammad and his wife and daughter were there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I think they were a little further near more Hop Boulevard, maybe.
Well, we were on the block where Debbie's daughter was.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know where they were. They were over near the food store there, King Cullen or whatever.
That's all the way out.
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah.
My friend Karen was over there too.
Then we ate dinner. Then we ate dinner at Marissa's. So.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Not me. She made me pierogies. I don't eat that crap.
Oh, that's right. You don't eat corned beef and cabbage. I make a wicked corned beef, which I might do. Oh, I love it. How about you, Carla? You like corned beef? What?
Hello.
Why?
Do you like corned beef?
Yes. I'm going to eat it. Adam don't eat it.
Yeah. I said I make a wicked corned beef.
I was just paying attention to see about the strike. So I'm going to be in trouble come Monday.
What strike is it?
New Jersey Transit. Due to strike at midnight on Sunday.
Which one? The buses?
No, the transit, the train.
Oh,
that's how
God.
I get to work.
Oh.
On Monday, it's going to cost me $140 to get back to and from work with my private cab.
Oh, yeah, you had to take the cab, right?
Yeah.
Hope they pay you, because this is ridiculous.
No, they're not. It's their job to get to
They're
work.
Not going
to
pay you. Is there some kind of, is there a what you call? Can you take a bus?
No, the buses where they're stopping, the temporary buses, are nowhere near where I work.
Maybe they would let you work from home.
Yeah. I can work from home some days, but some days I have to go in because of issues I have.
Yeah, but you're not the only one that's going to have problems going on that job.
No, don't forget, people all live in Jersey. They drive. Not that many people come in by. Yeah.
You got to find someone to take you back to
school. Yeah, but how many people do they have that's not in New York? I'm sure they have a lot of people in New York.
No. Only one or two people live in outside of New Jersey.
Oh, my God. And that woman's not going to make it easy.
No.
I feel
no.
for you. I really do. You know?
But that's why I was paying attention to what they were saying. Cause, and now they're all upset because the governor left. Mr. Fatso left to go on a romantic week vacation because it's his anniversary. Like, really, you have a national crisis in your state and you're just leaving? Every time there's something major, you leave. There was a snowstorm, you left. There was Sandy, you left. This guy's never around.
But that's how come they want him out.
I know, but he only got a year left away. What's the difference now does it make? Right?
I know, that's why. But yeah, but that's why he doesn't care.
Yeah. It's the same thing like Obama. They know he's out, so they don't even care what he does anymore now. Like, he's not going to an Nancy Reagan's funeral. Big deal. They don't care anymore.
And he can't get reelected, so he doesn't care.
No, he's done his 8 years already. He's done the damage already. So that's,
He's like, let them say what they want about me. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
I'm retiring making $400,000 a year, so what do you care?
Mm-hmm. They don't care.
Yeah.
But you know what? I am going to let you go to sleep. Because it is, you guys got to get up for work tomorrow. It's on over an hour. And I do appreciate your being here. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I'll miss you this weekend, but we'll get together.
No, we
yeah. Oh, don't forget to make sure that when you, this weekend, you do your clock. We lose an hour of sleep.
We lose a game.
We lose.
In the
all
spring, it's ahead. Fall is back.
All back, spring ahead.
So you lose the hour. So if you're out on Saturday at 1 a.m., it's actually 2 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, this weekend?
Yes.
This weekend, Saturday.
Catch the news, lady.
This weekend. So you think you might be going, if you don't change it, you think you'll be there at 3 o'clock. It's actually 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Shit.
I will let you go.
All right. Have a good night, you guys. Thank you for joining me, as always.
Have a good one, honey.
Love you.
Talk to
have
you
fun
soon.
Saturday.
Thank you. We will. Let you know all about it.
Yes, please do.
All right.
Good night, sweetie.
Good night.
Yeah, they sound so tired. They get up so early. Got 4 o'clock in the morning and stuff. And that poor one, Carlo, he has to take, he takes everything but a plane. He takes a bus. He takes a boat, a bus, and a train. Maybe not in that order. He takes a bus, a boat, and a train. That's how he does that. And then he takes a cab. So, you know, I feel for him. He needs to get a driver. It would be cheaper from the money he pays every month to do that, to get there and come home. So if anybody's interested in being the driver, you can make a good weekly salary. Anyways, but take care of yourselves. I'll probably be talking to you on St. Patty's Day. And I hope you have a wonderful tomorrow.